Next week is pasty week.
Oh, now
for the judges as well.
Yeah. What if she came out? What if Carrie Underwood came out in a little Kim outfit? You know, wouldn't that be great?
One with breast, like, totally exposed.
Yeah, with like a total satin hand covering a hand pasty. You know,
never do it. You can get Von Zell in that outfit. You get Paula Abdul probably lives in that outfit.
Von Zell had a breakdown last night. I mean, really kind of an emotional breakdown.
And there was like something spooky or hinky with Paula where she, because all she said to her was, "How are you feeling today?" And then Von Zell said something like,
I've had a bad day.
Almost as if she knew that would make her cry. Because that really is what started the waterworks.
Bo, put down the mic stand, too.
Why did Von Zell have such a bad day?
I don't know.
We've
never discussed.
And does everybody realize that in 3 months from now, we won't remember any of these people's names?
Right.
Does anybody also, besides Buzz, does anybody else realize that we talked the same way last year about the same group of retards, and then the year before that about the same group, as if they were really important people?
I call it forgettable excitement.
But the thing that's great is the guy whose name I forgot with the red hair was in the audience last night.
It's not John Peter Lewis.
Stevens.
John Stevens.
The guy who sang Mandy, but it was great because my reaction was,
Mandy.
Hey, there's that guy.
That's my point. That last year, me especially, you know, leading the charges for that guy, and JP, although I still do
remember him.
I remember John Paul Lewis.
Peter.
John Peter Lewis.
John Peter Lewis. And
John Paul Lewis was
Michaela was there. LaToya was in the audience last night.
Oh, yeah, I saw Michaela there. Oy vey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
On behalf of all the deaf people, I should vote because...
Hey, you're not a deaf person. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I want to call up and say thank you for mentioning Rochester. I've lived here for many years, but little known fact, the second largest deaf school in the nation is in Rochester, and I've seen deaf people watching American Idol.
Very good. Wow.
Really? What do they enjoy about it?
What they do is they have the closed captioning on, but they turn the volume up so loud that they can hear the beats of the music. And they just go insane for these people.
I'm telling you, if there's enough deafies out there that watch that show, that you may have a problem, because I'm not making this up. Do a Google search on this. This is a serious...
Hold on, I've got it here.
Give me a moment.
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
A lot of times deaf people will feel the vibrations through the TV, and they have clubs where they can dance because they actually have the subwoofers built into the floor.
And also, they don't even sometimes have to play music. They can just do construction.
Absolutely.
And also, I've got so much about that mayor in Spokane. That mayor in Spokane is a
Someone's running a jackhammer outside, and the students thought it was disco time.
Time to dance.
Time to do the pogo.
What's the biggest? Is Gallaudet the biggest deaf school?
Dance.
Yeah, the second is RIT.
Okay, here we go. This is the exact story. During last night's show, the closed captioning gave incorrect phone numbers for Anthony, Bo, and Von Zell. For all three, the closed captioning read that the voting phone number was 1, blah, 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 Idol 01, which is Carrie Underwood. And deaf people are upset about this and have called Fox.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, they'll have to address it.
They said, and no. Fox Broadcasting.
Right.
And no. Listen, we don't accept crank calls. They have not been able to get through yet, but they are calling Fox.
Yeah, yes, there's some switchboard operator that's totally insensitive.
Or they're using that thing that you have a... That thing that we used on the air that day, that internet thing. Right. We will not be ignored, Dan.
Now, one thing that needs to be said that hasn't been said, any chance of a conspiracy? Because did you notice that she's really the only country singer in the competition, and they were required to sing a country song last night.
Nashville, right.
Yeah, you think they're trying to steer anything towards her?
I always think they play with it. I think they like Bo, and they like the Carrie Underwood, and I think they might be real happy to have that kind of a song.
And let's go to our net center now, where kindly Buzz Burbank, and we used to goof on Buzz for his computer skills. Look what you've got here. Now, what have you got for us today, Buzz?
This is a still frame from last night's Idol. This frame features the wrong television, the wrong telephone numbers. I can't tell you yet which moment in the show this occurred, but these are the wrong numbers on the screen for the moment.
That was after Fedorov's second song, because he wore the suit second.
Where did you find that?
I did a Google search, as you suggested, and clicked on one of the news items, which was about, I think the headline was American Idol Gets the Numbers Wrong Again.
Yeah.
So enter that, American Idol Gets the Numbers Wrong Again, and you'll find it.
So they might very well come out tonight. They're going to have to.
So it could.
It has to be addressed.
Right.
It could happen.
Maybe Paula will appear on Saturday Night Live this week and make fun of it in a good way.
Maybe they'll address it as Ryan Seacrest addressed it last night. I mean, what was that?
He made the
stupid joke about the fat guy?
Yeah, I don't get it at all. That was his way of addressing the Paula Abdul situation. Because everybody's talking about Scott Sable, which was just total crap. Hey, you know, the conspiracy is not if they're trying to let somebody win. The conspiracy really should be they know better at these networks. They have checks and checks and checks. They're trying to squeeze another night out.
Of course they are.
That's exactly what they're doing.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You can't fault them for that. No. They get American Idol on a big Thursday night against Survivor.
Will we have any new songs?
Isn't the Last Apprentice on Thursday night?
Is it?
I think so. And no, if they do it like before, no new songs.
Really?
Although on the results show, you get new songs. Tonight,
a rehearsed number, right?
I think tonight, if they come on tonight and they say that they're going to have to put it off for another night, you have to re-vote, they'd probably get like an Up With People number.
Right, from their album.
And then we would have to, which I still find hard to believe, when they keep saying it's the number one album in America.
And you'll get the Ford playlet tonight.
That's a good reason.
Which is really the best thing on the show.
But it's not going to be the same without
Fat Boy. Yeah, you got to have Fat Boy.
With his, his two long sleeves and his little sausages coming out of the sleeves.
Because nothing makes that 18 to 24 demo want to buy a Ford more than seeing big fat Scott Sable sitting behind it.
Not just a Ford, but a Ford Focus. And I always thought that Scott was going to eat the car. Throw it in his mouth like a gumball.
But I think you said his last name was Sable, and that would be perfect for Lincoln Mercury.
Right,
Scott Sable.
We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's time to set up this clip. It's an Andy of Mayberry tape.
Oh.
It's about a minute and 20 long. You got to let it get into it. But it shows how insensitive we were back in the day.
Yes.
When the topic of spousal abuse comes up.
Oh, wonderful.
On this clip from Andy of Mayberry.
What's all this stuff over here?
Well, it works like a graph.
What's that?
Well, it's a statistical chart covering the pattern of crimes in Mayberry over the years, and with this as a basis, predicting the course of law violations during the current year. Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, it is real good looking with all the Crayola work and everything on it, but I tell you the truth, we don't go in too much for charts. We mostly work with the people.
Yeah, this is usually a bunch of nonsense.
Well, now, don't underestimate statistics. Sometimes their accuracy can be uncanny, especially in the field of prediction according to past patterns. Mm-hmm. For instance, before the month is out, I venture to say you'll have 12 traffic violations, 3 break-in and enterings, 1 wife-beating case, 1 vagrancy.
Wife-beating? No.
Yeah?
No.
Because according to past patterns, it should happen.
That's a laugh, huh, Andy? A chart predicting crimes like it was some kind of a crystal ball or something.
That's what it is.
Hello, Sheriff Tatter speaking. What? What? Well, yeah, I'll get a man right on that. Much obliged, Grace. Well, what do you know? Your crystal ball seems to be working. Ed Simpkins just give his wife what for.
The Don and Mike Show.
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Yeah, how that's about that, one. Huh?
What for? That's a good one.
Beaver, what for?
Not as good as the one where Andy wants the other kid to sleep in his bed. When Opie says, Hey, Paul, do you want me to sleep in there? No, that's okay. Trey and I will be in there. Night, Ope.
And that's the one where we kind of twisted it, you know. In its day, totally innocent. And then, well, it's a fishing pole. And
in its day, even that was, totally innocent. I mean,
yes.
You know. And you're going to have a wife beat.
He's giving his wife what fur?
Well, ain't that something, Ange? How about that? She got 2 busted eyes?
Wow.
How about him?
You better get up there, Barn.
Better call Otis. Oh, Buzz.
Yes.
Don't we have exciting news
we
from
do.
Buzz?
We have exciting news.
In the world of Buzz being a man?
Really?
Yes, we do.
From the world of motorcycles.
You did it.
I took my test today for the first time and passed. I have my motorcycle license.
Winner. You did not have to take the test twice.
I did not have to take the test twice.
You looked at the manual.
Way to go,
Buzz. The manual. I took the online test to prepare me for the real test.
Right.
Went down, took it, passed, got my license.
First time.
First time
through. Winner. Meaning?
Very, very pleased.
Meaning?
That
you beat Mike.
I did. He got his license first, but I was able to do it on the first try.
Why are you looking at me?
So,
I thought it would.
I like to think we're...
Don't look at me. I didn't beat you. Look at him.
No, I congratulate both. I think it's I think it's terrific that you...
he was very excited, okay, and I don't want to rat you out, because you're all my good friends, but you should know, Mike, that much in the way you called me, gleeful the buzz was whatever he was doing, screwing up the lessons.
Yeah, the first day.
He called me gleefully this morning, told me that I was his second call. He called Marcia first,
right?
Then called me, just wanted to kind of get some closure on that whole calling circle thing.
If we're going to really be accurate here, the fact is I have to take my medicine, and Buzz took the test only once, and I, in my eagerness, always over-eager, always never taking the time to really think it through, I went directly from graduating the class to the motor vehicle department.
Tiger, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If this will make you feel any better?
Or something better.
Welcome to the world of Type A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to take the test now.
Damn the torpedoes.
I
want to
get the motorcycle now.
Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race.
I want to get the motorcycle now.
It's a go-go. You got to be on-demand world. I've seen the commercials. I know what we're talking about.
Tortoise from the hair. Slow and steady wins the race.
Are you going to maybe get a bike?
Maybe I'm going to get a bike, yeah.
You going to get one of those fast bikes, those ninja type, the ones that you like?
I may start basic and then work my way up.
What would be basic?
I don't know. Something not unsimilar to what we were riding in the course.
Well, those are like scooters.
Well, they're technically motorcycles.
Yeah, they are.
Now they don't have mirrors or turn signals on them.
No.
I hope to have one that does.
Those are little babies.
Yeah.
Now, is it a money issue, Buzz?
That's a factor, because when you're starting a new hobby, you don't want to just dive completely in. You like with the stereo, you start with the basic and then you work your way up.
Maybe you could borrow Ron's motorcycle.
Ron has a motorcycle?
No, it's just a headphone joke.
Oh, Ron Bennington.
Because if he did, I would.
And you'd borrow without telling him about it.
Of course.
And then say, I didn't see here, I'm real big on the side where it's spray painted, Ron.
I really have found that since I've taken that motorcycle course, I don't know if you feel the same way, I'm much more aware, even in the car, of traffic and people doing stupid stuff.
I do that.
It makes you think that way, because if you're on a motorcycle, that, you know, that thing where you just miss a fender bender could be a fatality on a motorcycle. And you're more aware of people doing dumb stuff. And you know, around here, I got news. You know what I noticed? There is tremendous traffic around here.
No, thank you, Mike. I love it when you give us these insights.
I know. Very, very busy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What I got out of it is I now lean when I drive.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Buzz, did you miss any questions when you went down to...